Hello and welcome. Connie Reagan Green here with another Ask Connie Anything call. I'm thrilled to be with you this morning. It's still morning for me. It's 10 a.m. on the west coast of the United States. I am in Santa Barbara, California, and I like to do these calls every week. I've done them over the years. If you know me, if you spent some time with me, you know that I've done different things with having regular calls. And for a year and a half, when I first started doing teleseminars back in 2007, so a year after I came online, I did it every single week. I did them Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific time because I had joined Rotary. My Rotary meeting would end. It was a lunch meeting, and it would end by about 1:30 or so. So even if I stayed to talk to people, which I usually did, and stopped at the grocery store or the bank or ran another errand afterwards, which I typically did, I still would be home easily to be able to do the call by 3. So at some point, that year and a half, I decided I wasn't going to continue, and I started podcasting. I started doing a number of things. But over the years, I've brought back these regular calls, and I've done it again now. So today is Monday, November 25th, 2019. I've been doing them for a few weeks now, and I will do a call every Monday through the end of the year. And the last one will be on Monday, December 30th. So there's never a shortage of things to talk about, and I know people always have questions, so I love to have this connection with you in real time, or if you're not able to be here live, you can listen to the replay and get your question answered, because I'll mention your first name so that you recognize your question. Sometimes we ask questions and then we don't remember what we ask, and if the person doesn't say our name, we don't recognize that was our question. So today I want to talk to you about your morning routine. This is such an important topic. I don't talk about it or write about it nearly enough. I really don't. So I want to spend some time with you today to really share with you things that I've learned over time. When you get up in the morning, you want to have your morning power hour. And for most of us, we feel like we don't have the time in the morning. I felt that way for most of my adult life. So all the years that before I was teaching, I didn't become a teacher till I was 30. So I had various things that I did before that, and I won't bore you with the details. But for several years, I was in the workforce and had 3 different jobs. And then I became a teacher. I actually became a real estate agent first, and then a real estate broker. And then when I was 30, I went back to school and got my teaching credential. So I became a teacher. And I stayed working simultaneously in both careers. So I was super, super busy, even though my stepkids were grown by then, and that's something I'm going to talk about. And even though I helped care for my mother, it wasn't like caring for small children. So if you have small children, you have to alter what you do, and everybody understands that, but it doesn't mean that your mornings are lost. There are other ways to have your power hour. So if you have small children or grandchildren that you're responsible for, even just part of the time, then I want you to find another adult that will be helpful to you, whoever that might be, or consider getting up earlier in the morning. And if you tell me, if you're thinking right now, I'm too tired, I'm just exhausted, I don't get into bed until a late hour, and I need every minute of sleep before I get up, look at your evening routine. I challenge you to take control of your time. You must. And all of us are trying to do way too much. I know that I do, especially with volunteering. I agree to do things that, looking back, I say, oh, what was I thinking? But I wanted to do them, so I make it work, because now I'm an expert in time management and productivity. And so that's what I'm sharing with you today. So in your morning power hour, excuse me, the first thing that I want you to do is to move your body. So you walk around, you stretch, and this can be done just right in your bedroom. But you must get the body moving. And this is so important. And this, very few people are talking about this. So when you move the body and get the blood flowing, it ends up helping your brain. We have to have our brain active and ready to go. The next thing, I want you to drink water. And I love having water. It's almost the only beverage I ever have. I don't have too many other beverages ever. So when I go out to a restaurant, I'm ordering water with lemon. That's the easiest thing for them to bring me that will satisfy me, and I don't need another beverage. So why the lemon? The lemon has really amazing healing properties. Also, it gets everything going in the body, the whole system. It keeps you regular, just makes everything wonderful. And if you don't like the taste, you'll get used to it. Don't add any sugar, just lemon. I use a half a lemon because the lemons I'm using here in California year-round, we get lemons that are like small grapefruit. So they're really huge. So I use a half of a lemon. And I use my water. I have a filtering system in both of my homes. I also have water that I purchase from. I buy it from Trader Joe's, but they have it at several places or, you know, around. It's water with some electrolytes in it. So I want special water. I'm not drinking tap water anywhere at any time. And you don't need bottled water when you have filtering systems at your house. And that one actually was very inexpensive. The filter to keep it going every year is about $60 installed. So to me, that's pretty inexpensive. All right, so number one, you've moved your body. Keep moving. Even when I sit down on the computer, I'm going left to right because I use two computers that are at 90-degree angles. I'm getting up. I'm walking outside. I have balconies in both cities. I like to go on the balcony and just see, what's the day like? Is the sun already up? Is it going to be gloomy? So right now in Southern California, we've had really nice weather. We've had it in the 70s, which is really beautiful. But that will all end on Wednesday, the day before U.S. Thanksgiving. It's going to be cold and rainy, and we're going to have storms for several days. So I like to go out and just get a feel for my outside environment. And that's without leaving the house. If you have to leave the house, just go out in your front or backyard and just stretch and drink your water with lemon and think about your day. This is part of your power hour. Number three, I want you to breathe. And I know it sounds funny because we have to breathe to be alive, but most of us are not breathing. We're not breathing properly. I want you to breathe in and out. So do it with me right now. Here we go. We're going to breathe in. Okay, that was one breath. I was breathing in, and then I was breathing out. Here we go. One more time. I think you can hear me on the exhale. So you want to do this. Be aware of your breath. If you have shallow breath, that isn't good for you, because when you're stressed out, when you're too busy for what you've taken on, when some situation comes up and you have to think differently, the breathing suffers. We go to shallow breathing. We think that by not breathing deeply, we can better work on whatever the problem or situation is. I think it's the opposite is true. So you're going to have your breathing. Number four, I want you to read something. What will you read? I'm going to give you two ideas that are really excellent for today or for any time of the year. But one is a book that I love. I've reread it now. I'm rereading it, I think, for probably the fourth time. It's called The 12-Week Year by Brian P. Moran. And you can find that at connieloves.me/12. So the number 12, 12-week year. connieloves.me/12. Week year, and year is singular because we're talking about 1 year, and 12 is the number, not the word. And in this book, they really talk about getting rid of annualized thinking. When you're thinking for the whole year, it's too much. Bring it down to 12 weeks. So I've done my business quarterly. I do make annual goals, and I take a look at where I want to be at the end of the year. I'll be doing that in the next couple of weeks. That'll start actually on Friday because I now do it with family members. The youngest person who's with us is now 16, and she started when she was 12 or 13. And I have my two youngest grandkids that are now 10 and 11, so they'll start with us in the next couple of years with this. It depends on maturity if you are going to bring a child into this. It's where you have your annual plan. But then you break it down, doing things quarterly, which is roughly 12, 13 weeks, works extremely well. And once I changed my thinking with this, I felt more successful because I wasn't trying to do something today that was on my goals to achieve by the end of the year. So I want you to read something. So that's one thing to read. The other thing is something that Seth Godin has given us before, and he's updated it and revised it and given it to again. It's the Thanksgiving Reader. So I know that Canada, they're overachievers. They already had their Thanksgiving at the beginning of October. And we in the United States, we have our Thanksgiving on the fourth Thursday. So this year, it's this week, Thursday, the 28th of November. But the truth is, we want to have gratitude all the time. Sometime in the summer, I started signing my emails in gratitude, comma, Connie. And then also, I added for some situations, I'm looking for anybody that's, here we go. Oh, good, good. We have people. Happy Monday back to you, Beth Ann. Thrilled to have people saying that kind of thing. I wonder, and Daniel was writing in earlier saying he was so glad to be here, and I'm glad that you're here. All right, so, oh, and what I was saying is sometimes I write in gratitude, and then sometimes if I'm going back and forth with someone, I say thankful for you, with a capital T for thank you, a capital Y for you, comma, and then my name. All right, so what Seth Godin, and if you don't know who Seth Godin is, you must find out. So you can just go to Seth's blog, that kind of thing. He's everywhere. He's been around forever. I first heard him do a keynote at a real estate conference because I am still a real estate broker in the state of California, and I like to go to the conferences. I don't go every year now. I go every second or third year. But for many, many, many years, like 20 years while I was teaching, I went to the conference every year. And I couldn't go on Friday because I couldn't take off school, but I would arrive Friday evening and be there Saturday and Sunday. I didn't do any real estate work on the weekends during that time. All right, so it's at thethanksgivingreader.com. And it just opens right up, and you can click to download the PDF, and then you'll have it. And this is just a wonderful document. And what Seth, it's 32 pages. What he's suggesting that you read through it and then pass it around the table at Thanksgiving, or pass it around the table when you have a family meeting, when you connect with your people, whether it's in person or virtually, nice to have something like this to read. So that's number four, reading. Number five, I want you to write. So I write every single day. I have now written 1.6 million words that I've published. And I started keeping track of this several years ago. So I'm right on track with this. 1.6 million words. That sounds amazing. But it comes one day at a time. And it started with 250 words that I would write an article or a blog post. That expanded to 300, then to 500. And at some point, I started writing 1,000 words a day, and now I easily write a couple thousand words a day, easily. And what will you write? I like to write articles and blog posts, so I do one every week that's my Monday morning mellow post. And the one I did today, do I have the link pulled up? Let me go over there now and take a look, because I would like you to read this article so that you can tell me what you think. And I appreciate your applause or comments or highlighting. And it's called Success Takes Longer Than You Think. If you just go over to medium.com and search for me, I'm at Connie Reagan Green over there, then you can read this. It says it's a 6-minute read. I know that there's 1,300 words in this post, but this is the kind of thing I like to write, because it grows my business, for one thing. So anything that we write that builds our business is wonderful. I'm also finishing up a book. It will be my 23rd book. That also, when I say that out loud, sounds unbelievable, but I like to write on my book. And while I'm doing that, I like to write every day for a period of days to finish my thought, whether that takes a chapter or two chapters or maybe just two pages. I like to do that. This book will be called The Road Trip, An Entrepreneur's Journey of Self-Discovery. So I want you writing. If you have a list, send something to your list. Write something. Tell them how you're feeling. Tell them what you're doing. Tell them what you're going to do. Tell them that you can serve them by doing a certain thing. How will you serve your people? Everything is about service, always. We must serve, serve, serve. Serve until it hurts. Give until it hurts. I tell people this all the time. They don't believe me most of the time. They do the bare minimum the way I led my life until I came online at age 50. Very few times, very few years in the classroom, 4 years out of 20, I figured out that I did more. I did a whole lot more. But I was easily intimidated by teachers and administrators and just my life in general. My own life intimidated me, where I just did the minimum. I was existing. I led a life of mediocrity. And I'm not proud of that, but that's who I was. It had to change when I came online because I was the boss. I was accountable to me, and everything had to change. So number five is writing. Number six is create. What will you create? What does that look like? What does creation look like to you? So for me, I'm creating products and courses, and I don't even know how to word it, I guess reports. I create documents that I believe are very helpful to people because I put a lot of time and effort into them, and usually I think about them for days. Then I start making notes. So the creation starts in my mind. Then I start making some notes, and finally it comes together as a document that I write in Word, and then I save it as a PDF and give people the link to. So the one that I'm working on right now, let me pull it up and see what I have. It's my vision for life and business, and it's going to be part of my new rules. I do new rules every year. I do it at the end of the year. I record it the way I'm recording this call, and then I forward it to a domain where people can hear it all year long. And I think people, from the feedback I get, people find that helpful. So what does creating look like to you? Maybe you're creating a Thanksgiving meal for your family and friends. Maybe you're creating something that you will sew or that you will work on in the garage, woodworking or something. I have family members that create with their hands and they like to do woodworking. One of them is making a cabinet right now, gorgeous cabinet. So that's creation. Anything that you're doing with your hands or with your mind, it's creation. Number seven, engage. So my power hour comes to a close, and my power hour can go on for 2 hours. I get up very, very early. I slept in this morning till 5 o'clock. I really like to get up at 4:30 for sure. I was up at 3 the other morning because I had gone to bed before 9, and I was so excited to get up. And I thought, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Should I go back to sleep? And I thought, no. I want to move my body, drink my water with lemon, breathe, read, write, create, and finally engage. And I want you to be excited about all seven of these things. And I'll say them again slowly. Here we go. Number one, move your body. Number two, drink your water with lemon. Number three, breathe, really breathe. Not short, shallow breaths, deep breaths. Breaths that make a sound when you exhale. That's what you want. Read. Find something that works for you. Everyone has something to read that inspires them. So a friend just gave me this book from Joel Osteen. And yes, I knew who he was, but I didn't follow him closely. And it's called I Declare, 31 Promises to Speak Over Your Life. And he talks about something early on in this book that I've talked about for years. It's you have to have positive self-talk. And he talks about exactly what I do. I look in the mirror and I tell myself how wonderful I look and what a great day it's going to be and all the people that I will serve and engage with. So I love that book. The 12-Week Year, another book. I always have books going. Sometimes I'm reading one of my own books. So I've been reading the book that I'm giving it away this week, but if you listen to this recording later, you won't see it as a free download. But it's The Inner Game of Internet Marketing and my section of that book. So I co-authored that book, and my part was all about being productive, being creative, Managing Your Time. And I loved writing that book. And now I like to read the book. So the document that I'm working on now, it's your vision for life and business. It'll be part of my new rules. I'll include some of the things that I'm talking about right now on that call. All right, I want to look again and see if there are questions. All right, and Diane says, how can you be so energetic so early in the morning? Well, you know, all the years that I was teaching, people would say, it's so wonderful you're a morning person. And I would answer them each time. I would say, no, I'm not a morning person, but I've taken a job that requires me to get up early and get to the school and begin early in the morning. So I had to turn myself into a morning person. When I had students who would come to school late every single day, I would come early and go to the house. I did this for all 20 years. And I would visit them to see what was going on. And the parent would say, I'm just not a morning person. They would say it in some words. They might not have used that phrase. They'd say, no, it's no good. And I'd say, but the day that you find out you're expecting a baby, a child is going to be with you for many years, that's the day that you become a morning person. I used to say that to people. So the truth is you can shift your time. Do you need to? Do you have to be successful? No. Will you have a 99% chance of being successful if you do things a little earlier than you're doing them now? Yes, yes, yes. And this has been proven in so many studies. So if you're someone who doesn't like to get up until 10 or 11, see how you can adjust. See what you can do. Go to bed a little bit earlier. Take a nap maybe every day for an hour or 90 minutes. There are things you can do so that you're more excited in the morning. Oh, and also, I don't drink coffee. I should tell you that. I don't drink anything with caffeine. I don't care for it. And so all of my exuberance and enthusiasm and excitement for life, it's natural. It's not brought about by caffeine. But you know what? If you need caffeine to get you going, do it. You're making the rules. You decide. All right, so what I'm talking about with all of this, and I've written about it in this article I'm pointing you to, Success Takes Longer Than You Think. And I know the title can sound like a downer. It takes longer than you think. Oh, great. Well, I knew it would take a long time. It's going to take even longer. Don't see it that way. See the glass as being half full instead of half empty. Success takes longer than you think. You'll be the one that will be hanging in there. You will do everything that you need, so you will be successful because most people won't do it. They won't do it. When I came online and found out that by me showing up every day, and I mean showing up by being an active participant in my learning and in my implementing with what I was doing, that right there, that would put me head and shoulders above most everyone else who was attempting to do the same thing. They were trying to do it. I was doing it. And when I saw that, I thought, this is like magic because I'm willing to do whatever it takes. That's one of my books, Doing What It Takes. All right, so the three P's, and I mentioned them in the article, patience. Have patience with yourself. Have patience with other people. Have patience with the life process. And in the article, I talk about when I had cancer. I had breast cancer. I was 37 years old. It was very frightening, and I wanted to know everything. What's going to happen with this, and then what will happen, and then. And the doctors don't share that with you. They take you through your day and into the next few days or into the next week. They don't take you past that. They need to lead you from point A to point B to point C. You have to be patient with the process. And I came to my own conclusion with this. If they told me what was going to happen in 2 weeks or 3 months or 6 months, I might have lost my will to fight, because you go through a lot of horrible times when you have any kind of major illness. So instead, they unfold it slowly, just as much as they need to reveal, so that you can get with the program and do everything they want you to do and make it to the next step, the next step, the next step, so that when you look back, you see how much you've been through, but you don't look ahead and see how much you have to go through. If this makes any sense. So patience, we must have patience. And now I describe myself as the most patient person in the world. There's no long line at a post office or any place that will upset me. I have so many things to do. If I'm at the post office, I've got mail to read because I have a P.O. box in both cities. I can look through the mail. My phone, I could do my phone for hours, of course, while I'm waiting in line. So 15, 20 minutes, and it's usually not that long because I usually time it. It's usually more like 10 or 12 minutes. That time goes by like a snap. And I'm on to the window and ordering my stamps and sending my registered letter and out of there and on to the rest of my life that day. So be patient. The next thing, you have to persevere because there's always stumbling blocks. There's always things that happen. Anything that I've tried in my business, it was hard in the beginning. Writing was hard. Writing 250 words was hard. And I was embarrassed because I had been a teacher for 20 years. And here I was having difficulty writing a four-paragraph article that was 250 words. And then the doubts come in. What would they think? What would they say? Who were they? The people I used to teach with, people I didn't know any longer. I was afraid they would find my writing on the internet and they would laugh. They would call each other and they would say, "No wonder Connie left teaching. She could hardly put together an essay." That's what they would say. I had to throw all that out of the window and I had to persevere. And finally, the 250 words. When I went from 250 to 300, it's because the article directories all of a sudden required 300 words. And when I did that, I thought, gee, that wasn't so hard. Maybe I could have done 300 all along. And then to 500, and then to 1,000, and then to 2,000. And now, on some days, I'm writing well over that. So we have to persevere. Keep going. Stick to it. Have stick-to-itiveness. The third P, productivity. We must be productive. Are we productive when we're on social media? Only for the minutes that we're being productive. Let me explain what I mean by that. When I go on social media, and I teach this now in syndication optimization, I teach it in my really simple authority blogging, I'm teaching this concept. When you go on social media, you get in, you get out, you get back to work. Don't fool yourself into thinking when you're commenting on in different groups or with different people's threads that that's work. That's what I call TV time. It's throwaway time. Don't count it as work. Don't leave social media on in the background. Whenever I have Facebook on and I hear a little ding because somebody has liked my post or mentioned my name, I have to quickly turn it off. It's very rare, but I turn it off. That's a distraction. That's not work. So what do? We share our content. We share updates. We tell the world who we are and what we're doing, what our story is, how we're serving, how we can be there for other people. So your three P's are patience, perseverance, and productivity. Now, I alluded earlier to the fact that if your mornings are so rushed and you feel like you can't get going, that and you really need to change your schedule because you're able to, you have to look at your afternoon and evening the day before. So I wouldn't dream of getting up at any hour in the morning, turning on my computer, and expecting to get to work right away. It wouldn't happen. That's after I've done my power hour, so I'm not doing it during that first hour. But then the minute that I would go to work, actually doing things physically on the computer, I have that planned from the day before. So I look at the notepad. I keep a 5x7 mini legal pad, the yellow legal pad. You can buy them at packs of 10 or 12 at a big box store or at a office supply store. I always have lots of them. And on the page, I look and I say, oh, yes, this is what I was last working on. Maybe it was 2 days before if I was traveling or doing other things or it's a holiday. Maybe it was just the evening before. And I take a look and I remember where I left off. Then I always have the email that I sent people the day before. I have it right there. And I can say, oh, that's right. This offer is going to be closing at midnight tonight. I believe it's a good one, a really, really good one for the price. I need to remind people. I couldn't depend on memory. Don't depend on memory. I learned that when I was in chemistry, when I started college. I wanted to be a veterinarian, so I had to have biology and chemistry and physics and all kinds of things, and those courses were difficult. And in chemistry, all of the freshmen, what do? Okay, let's get together. Let's have a study group. Let's memorize the periodic table. but the professors have been doing this for a long time. And what did they say during the first couple of sessions? It's on the syllabus. Don't memorize the periodic table. It's too important. Don't memorize it. Because maybe we're going on Jeopardy someday and that'll come in handy, but not when you're learning, not when you're getting started. Refer to the periodic table so you don't make a mistake, you don't make an error. It's the same thing with everything in our life. So you're planning the afternoon and evening before what you'll do the next day, the next week. For this week, I already know what my business will unfold as all the way through Saturday, actually. I already know because I've already been planning it and writing it down. So all the years that I was teaching and doing real estate, I gave up my mornings. My morning routine was to get up, to let the dogs out. I usually had two dogs, to jump in the shower, to make my lunch. I wanted a fresh sandwich. I didn't want that the night before. I'd make the lunch, and I'd have my bag of carrots and some cookies. And my water, if it was during the summer, my water had been put in the freezer. So I had a frozen bottle of water, so I'd have cold water the rest of the day. And I would get everything ready, and anything I had to take to school, I had by the door. Anything I needed for real estate after school, it was by the door. It was on the floor by the door, and I taught my students to do the same thing. I said, of course you forgot your homework because you woke up this morning and expected your brain to remember it. It won't work that way. I want you to finish your homework, put it in your backpack or your folder, whatever you're bringing to school the next day, and put it by the door. Put it somewhere that you would trip over it on the way out if you didn't pick it up. And that worked for them. And I taught them how to freeze their water. So we had cold water in the classroom for the 5 months of the year that it could be over 100 degrees with no air conditioning. So I gave away my mornings, though, all those years, because where was the time for me? You must put yourself first. You must affix your oxygen mask before you assist anyone else, even an infant, if you're on a plane that's going down or having issues. They tell you that over and over and over, and that's how it applies to our life. We must take care of ourselves first, and we can serve other people in amazing ways. Because we've put ourselves first. So just give yourself that power hour every day, 7 days a week. Now, what about, before I talk about the what about, I want to tell you that I did this all these years. I gave up my mornings. When did it change? It changed the week I came online, which was at the end of 2005. So November, December 2005. I'm still teaching. I'll be teaching the entire year until June of 2006, but I don't know that then. I don't know that I'll be resigning in February, effective on June 30th at the end of the school year. What I do know is that I don't have time to do my blogging. I don't have time to do what I need to do for business. What am I going to do? I can't get up earlier. I'm just too exhausted. That's the story I'm telling myself. And if I go down to school too late. So if I've stayed at home too long because I'm doing things for me, the traffic will make me late for school. So what was the solution? I turned myself into a problem solver. What was the solution? I thought. And one day as I was driving the 25 miles to school and stopped at my P.O. box that I used to have near the school, I went in and I got the mail and I came out and sat in the car and I thought, this is it. This is the solution. I started going early. I'd get my mail. I'd come out of the post office. I would sit there in the parking lot because there were people coming and going. I wasn't going to be there forever. I was there 30 to 45 minutes usually. I did my writing. I did my thinking. I began my power hour even though I was 25 miles from home because I couldn't do it at school. Too many people, too many distractions. I couldn't do it in the parking lot at school. People would pull in and come over and expect me to get out of the car and walk in with them. So I did it at the post office that was just maybe half a mile from the school, and it worked. I was able to get things accomplished. That was my time, and I wasn't taking the time away from anyone else. I still got to school on time, which was always early for me. I always went early. I still served everyone I needed to serve in my life at that time. So you can do the same thing. Find your equivalent of the post office. So now what if What if you have people in your life other than small children who do need you? What if you have older children, so older than 12, let's say, a spouse, a significant other, other adults in the home? What if you have these people that the story you're telling is that they're keeping you from having this morning routine? And you say, someday I'll be able to have the morning routine. Let someday be this week, because you're going to talk to them. You're going to be honest with them. I started having family meetings with my family as soon as I left teaching. They assumed, as everyone seems to, I've dealt with this issue with so many clients and people in my mentor program, the minute you leave your job, because overnight, I wasn't doing real estate or teaching in June of 2006. I woke up and was all, you know, ready to do everything. The question was, what do I do first, right? So don't wait for that day, the day you retire, the day you leave your job and start your business. Don't do that. Do that now. You have to talk to people. So I had ongoing meetings. It went on for months and months and months because my family didn't understand. What do you mean you're not teaching and you're not doing real estate, but you can't give us a ride? We can't come over and go to lunch. What do you mean? And I said, I've missed everything for all these years. I've missed all your special occasions. I missed when a family member became a U.S. citizen. I've missed so many things. I'm going to miss them for 6 months to a year more so I can build this business. What I finally came up with the motto, and I finally started saying to them, I'm going to do for a year what others won't so I can do forever what others can't. And finally they understood. They understood. And if ever there was a slip and someone didn't understand and someone interrupted me in my home office, I said, no, I'm at work. Just because I'm in the house doesn't mean I'm not at work. And then they understood and they respected it. They allowed me to protect my time. Someone I knew that was a consultant for corporations around the world, that's how he worded it, and I love that phrasing. He said, I have to protect the time between 12 and 1 because I have a call with a client overseas. And everybody in the room said, yes, we understand. So I talked about protecting my time. So ask for an hour. And yes, you're asking because these are the people that you love and that love you and they don't understand. So say, please, I need to ask you to give me that hour in the morning. So for me, that means there's no conversation. If I speak, it's to an animal. And even that is rare. There's no talking because I'm thinking. I'm at work in my brain before I ever sit down to the computer. So I want you to do these same things. Let me look for more questions. And Jamie says, yes, yes, this makes sense for me. Okay, the Thanksgiving Reader is at thethanksgivingreader.com. thethanksgivingreader.com, and you can download the PDF there. It's 32 pages, and I think that you will, you know, truly love having it. I really do. All right, so when you have other people in your life, remember, you're an adult. You can always announce there are new rules. I use that phrase all the time, new rules. I did it in the classroom. I'd come in one day, and I'd say, there are new rules. And they would always say, are you going to change our seat? Because as a teacher, it's one of the most fun things you get to do. You get to tell people to pack up their things at their desk and go to a different seat. And it's for a variety of reasons. It's not always because they have a new best friend. They're talking all morning and they don't get any work done, but that's part of it. But you're making the rules because you're the leader in the classroom. It's the same with your life. You're the leader in your life. No one else is leading you unless you're allowing that. So you are the leader. So tell them that there are new rules, which you're going to do. I'm going to tell you about two couples that I knew over the years. I don't know either of them anymore. The one couple is Susan and Mike. And I knew Mike because we worked together. I was in my mid-20s. And he was engaged to someone that I finally met. Her name was Susan. And when I met them, so we were all in our mid-20s, I was really amazed at how Susan said, no, I don't do that. No, this is how I prefer to do it. She already had her rules before they got engaged, before they got married. She knew what she liked and she didn't like. She had to do certain things in the morning and she had to do certain things. She had routines and rituals. And Mike went along because he loved her and it didn't hurt their relationship. if she wanted quiet time in the morning, or if she had a friend that she always had lunch with on Thursday at noon, so be it. They got married and back east, and when they came back to California, she had more rules of what she would do and what she wouldn't do and what was comfortable for her and what wasn't. And she was open and she was honest about it, and I was so impressed. And I thought, how can someone do that? Nobody else could do that. The story I told myself that she could do it for whatever reason, but I couldn't do it, and I didn't know anybody else that was doing it. Her life was working for her, and she wanted it to continue. The other couple was Esther and Arthur was the boyfriend. And they were at least 50, so twice my age, so they seemed very, very old, ancient to me at times. They remembered things from years past that I hadn't even studied in a history class. Very, very interesting. Each of them had rules. Each of them had things they liked to do and they didn't like to do. Some activities they didn't do together, like going to the movies. Esther said, there's no chance I can sit in a movie theater for 2 hours, alone or with anyone. I can't do it. And Arthur said, films are so important to me. I want to go to the movies. So he went to the movies alone or with a friend. She did something else during that time. It worked out. So you can make new rules. You can do things that you want to do. All right, I'm going to share a little bit more with you. One is 17 seconds. And I don't know if you've read about this or you've heard about this, but it's very important and it's not so easy to do. While I've been telling you about 17 seconds, 17 seconds have more than likely passed. Even though I did not look at my second hand on my atomic clock that bounces off a satellite while I was telling you. So what I want you to do is to have pure thought for 17 seconds. What is it you want to achieve? Here we are with 35 days left in the year. 35 more days. That's it. So in these 35 days, what do you want to accomplish? Maybe you want to make your first sale of an information product. Maybe you've bought the resale rights to an information product and you just want to get it up online for sale. So think about it for 17 seconds. What does that look like? What does that feel like? Who will you ask for help? We must ask for help, always. Ask for help and support from others. They're waiting for us to ask them. Don't be the person that always wants to help and support others, but you won't ask for it and receive it with love and gratitude for yourself. We must do it that way. So think about what it is you want. Make a list, a short list, 3-4 things that you want to do before the end of the year. Maybe you want to stop eating sugar. Maybe you want to start walking for 30 minutes every day. What is it? You're going to walk for 30 minutes every day? Will it be inside or outside? What will you be wearing? What kind of shoes? Do you have everything you need? Will you walk alone or with someone else? Will you remember to keep identification with you in case something happens, you're far from home and you don't have your purse? Will you have your phone with you? Will you have a dog with you? What will it look like? What will it feel like? If you live back east or in Europe or somewhere where it's cold, it smells different. The air smells different. When it's cold, it smells different than it does in Southern California. What will it smell like? What will it look like where you're walking? Maybe you'll go to the mall. I believe they still have those programs where you show up early, they unlock the doors to the mall, and before the stores are open, you're able to walk around the mall. It's your exercise. There are other people doing it, and some of them have their step counters. I haven't seen that for many years, but I believe it still goes on. What will that look like? What will it sound like? Have you been in the mall before they open up in the morning? What does it sound like as people come in? Sometimes there's some talking, but it's mostly quiet. Then all of a sudden someone's opening their front door of their store in the mall, but it's not a door that you open. It's something you pull from the ground up to the roof, and you can hear it, and it's made of chain link or something. It makes that sound. So give yourself those 17 seconds. That's the beginning. I'll tell you what comes after the 17 seconds the next time we talk. You have to tell a different story than the story you've been telling. We all tell stories. We all make assumptions. A thought is just, you know, a belief is a thought you keep thinking. So what is it that you believe? I believed things that weren't true for 50 years. I came online, I found out I could have anything I want to have. I can do anything I want to do. So you can do the same. How do you tell that different story? You tell it to yourself one conversation at a time. One conversation at a time. You know, I want to write a book. You know, lots of people want to write a book. But I'm not going to be able to write my book. I wouldn't know where to begin, and I don't know what to write about, and nobody would want to read it. I told myself that story for so many decades. Then I came online, and within a couple of years, I said, I want to write a book. I'm not sure what it'll be about, but I'm going to share some of the things I've been doing online. I want other people to know that they can have a business from home. They don't have to be in the workforce if they don't want to be. They can do everything from the comfort of their home office. I want to write a book about it. And then I started learning and implementing, and I learned how to make money with my small list. I reached six figures. I reached over 100,000 a year with 651 names on my list. It was unheard of. But I did it, so I knew it could be done. And I started writing about it. And the book came out. And the book was Huge Profits with a Tiny List, 50 Ways to Use Relationship Marketing to Increase Your Bottom Line. And people knew who I was. And I was asked to speak because I was an author who wrote a book that I didn't know what it would be about a year before. And finally, I started writing and the book came out. So we can do anything. Just tell yourself a different story. You are interesting. You do have a message to share. You can be as successful as you want to be. And yes, you can do it in a short time. You don't need years and years and years. So in my article where I say success takes longer than you think, you might be thinking it takes 20, 30, 40 years. It doesn't. Take action and get moving. It's going to happen faster than you ever imagined. All right, I'm going to leave you with a quote from Will Smith. So he's an actor and a director and a producer, does all those things, and you're probably familiar with him. He's fairly well known. But over the years, he changed his story. You remember when he was the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air with DJ Jazzy Jeff? I never saw that show, but I knew what it was. He was 21, 22 years old at that time. He'd already made the decision he wasn't going to college. He wanted to do something in the arts. He wanted to be creative. And so he did that, much to his family's dismay, but they believed in him. And so he believed in himself. And over the years, he's honestly changed his story. He's now a thought leader. He's now a motivational speaker. He does great things. His children have talked about growing up and having people come to the house at all hours, invited, because he was going to mentor them. He was going to help them with the situation. He was going to help them tell a different story for their life. And he did. So he's super, super competitive. And I admire him so much. I love this quote. And go to YouTube and type in Will Smith motivational talk. And type in dying on a treadmill, and you'll find the video. I've shown it in my live event in Los Angeles. Here's what he says. The only thing that I see that is distinctly different from me is that I'm not afraid to die on a treadmill. I will not be outworked, period. You might have more talent than me. You might be smarter than me. You might be sexier than me. But if we get on the treadmill together, there's two things. You're getting off first, or I'm going to die. It's really that simple, right? And the answer is yes. Be willing to do what it takes and you can achieve anything. Compete with yourself. You're going to love it. But it starts with the morning routine, and the morning routine more than likely starts with what you do in the late afternoon and evening. So right now in my life, and this has gone on now, this is going into my 14th year being online, I don't accept late evening invitations unless it's something I really, really want to do. And that's certainly not once a week. It's usually twice a month. And then I'm willing to stay out late. I might even stay out till after midnight so that when I return home, it's the next day. But only if it's something I really wanted to do, something very special, Why? Because I like to protect those evening hours. I want to be in bed by 9 or 9:30. I want to be sound asleep no later than 10. Why? Because that helps me be the person that I want to be. That works for me. I want to get up early and be fresh and excited and ready to look at my 5x7 legal pad and look on the computer after I've had my power hour and get down to some very serious work that's important to me. And you can do the same thing. So think about the new rules that you're going to have. Do your 17 seconds. Go through your 7 morning power hour steps, and I'll leave them with you once more. Number 1, move your body. Keep moving. While I've been on this call with you, I'm moving in my chair. I'm dancing in my chair. So I'm moving my body. Gets the blood flowing. Gets the lungs pumped up to breathe deeply. Get your brain going. Number 2, drink water with a lemon. Look into it. Google it. See what it says. Half a lemon works for me because they're large. You decide what works for you. And make sure the water is high quality. Nothing for but the best for you. Nothing but the best for you. Number 3, breathe, but really breathe. Breathe like you mean it. Breathe like you've been running. Breathe like you've been swimming. Breathe like you're excited that something fabulous has happened to you. No shallow breaths. Deep breaths. In and out. Read. Find something motivational or inspirational or interesting to read. If you've written the day before, read what you wrote. But read. Take a few minutes, whatever you can put aside out of this power, because you decide. I'm not telling you how many minutes for each of these. You decide. You make the rules. All right, number 5, write. You must write. It must be writing that comes from your mind. Maybe this time of year you're ready to send holiday cards. That could be your writing. Imagine if you're fresh in the morning and you decide you're going to write 5 cards every single morning. And you start now and you start mailing them out the first few days of December. How wonderful that will be. Write. 6, create. What will your creation be? What will your creation be? So you might know Angela Wills that I just adore. She's brilliant and she's unique. She's such an individual. She has a daughter who's 6 years old who started painting on rocks. It made me think of something my mother used to do when we had moved to Miami when I was 12. She was painting on seashells and we used to sell them, or she used to, and I started taking them to school and I was selling them. We were very poor, so that money really came in handy. It made sure I had a hot lunch every day. So I learned a little about sales. I learned a little bit about communicating with people. It was wonderful. It was so far-reaching. So her daughter is selling rocks. They have a business. I have already put in my order for rocks. So you want to do something similar. Be part of your own creation and encourage and support other people's creation. What the two of them are doing together, a mother-daughter business, all creative. Who knows what it will lead to for both of them? It's fantastic. All right, number 7, engage. That's when you finally are answering emails. You're making phone calls. You're connecting with people on social media that you want and need to connect with. I'm not saying never to connect on Facebook. If that's the place where you connect with someone, then do it. For Dennis Becker, that I've known now for many years and spoken at his events, done all kinds of things with him, he and I communicate on Skype by writing. We text back and forth on Skype. We don't do it every day. We don't even do it once a week, but we certainly do it within a couple of weeks for sure. And we've done this for years. That's our meeting place. Other people, they're sending me something on Facebook Messenger. I can look at Messenger without having to look at Facebook. I love it. It's easier because I'm engaging with people that I'm choosing to engage with. I then go through my email. This morning, early on, 3 hours before I took a look at it, because this is someone probably back east, she was having difficulty getting into one of my membership sites. So I see it within 3 hours, and I answer her personally, and I knew what the issue was, and I told her what she needed to do differently, and it worked. It was wonderful. We communicated. I engaged. This is someone who didn't, I didn't want them disappointed. I'm disappointed today from customer service from a place that I've been buying their products now for 7, 8, 9 years. And they have a customer service team that doesn't get it. And I had a question on Friday. I knew it was too late Friday that I wouldn't get an answer. It was after 5. I knew I'd get an answer this morning, but it wasn't the answer. They told me I had access to something and gave me the link, and it didn't work. And they closed the ticket, so I had to reopen a new ticket. So you want to have engagement that solves problems. We're problem solvers. All right. I hope this has been helpful to you. And I have some links on the page that I want you to take a look at. That's at AskConnieAnything.com. So let me see if there are more questions or comments. Wonderful. Thank you to everyone who's been here. I appreciate you very much. Connect with me everywhere and follow me on Twitter. I'm Connie Green on Twitter. A whole lot of exciting things there every single day, because I start putting the stuff there very, very bright and early. And before I end for the day, today I'll be ending for the day about 4 o'clock. I have other things going on in the middle of the day and then this evening, because we're into the holiday season. But I always will see when you're connecting with me, and I'll get back to you as quickly as possible. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day. This is Connie Reagan Green with AskConnieAnything.com.